This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Program today, a lot of very interesting guests. Hope you're enjoying this as much as I am. Brought to you this hour by our friends at the University of Mary. How about this? They're the number one nursing program in the nation for the second time in 3 years. That is an attaboy all the way. Congrats to attaboy, atta girl. Atta everybody at the University of Mary. The nursing program recognized for their standard of excellence by the National Benchmarking Service in Nursing, which is, Mountain Measurements. The diligent oversight, the expertise on the university's nursing faculty is showing up in the test results of their graduates. Listen to this. Each nursing graduate passed their certifying exam on the first try. That's a 100% success rate. That just doesn't just happen. Very, very diligent work is what leads the University of Mary to this honor. It's even more amazing that the top-notch nursing graduates who continue this long tradition of excellence at the University of Mary continue to excel like this. Each class of graduates at the University of Mary continues to live up to the rich tradition and mission of the School of Health Sciences, preparing healthcare professionals anchored in moral courage that respect and defend the dignity of the human person. Discover the finest nursing education in the nation. umary.edu/nursing. Some of your comments on some of the program today so far. CRT, critical race theory. Todd got a text here that says, this movement has been around since 91. The students that graduated in this year were the start of CRT. They've had these thoughts pounded into them from college. These are the same people that insist everyone wear a mask. I was raised on a farm in northeast Montana. I have two younger brothers that went to a liberal arts college, and they've been taught a lot different than how I was taught or my parents. Very true. Another comment from a listener about our conversation on Don Rumsfeld. I haven't heard so much BS on the radio as you guys bragging up that warmonger Rumsfeld. He was responsible for getting the poison aspartame into the soft drink illegally also. Wow. Did he kill Elvis too? I mean, and JFK? He goes on. He was also
dead. Come on, you know that.
Okay, I forgot that. He was also responsible for millions being killed in the Middle East. You need to get all the true facts on good old Rumsfeld. Spelled his name wrong, Rumsfeld.
I was just going to say that. Okay, you first, starting with the correct spelling of his name, and then we'll go from there.
I have the T. No, it's what's on your mind, so that's what's on his mind.
That's fine.
Yeah, exactly right. The border crisis, something I wrote about in the column of the weekend, of all the things that threaten the United States of America, and by the way, CRT is one, and foreign adversaries are another, and that's why I for one, appreciated Don Rumsfeld being on that wall, and the only one of the Bush crowd that unabashedly supported Donald Trump, so I think we should think about that a little bit. But we're going to focus on the border today and try and pick one of these every day as we go forward. Todd Bensman is someone I had a chance to meet at the border when he and I, with our own eyes, were seeing what was happening across the border. And he since has done a little more digging and revealed the tricky and unreported route to the U.S. border from a U.S. ally, Costa Rica, as well as foes like Nicaragua. Nice to have you back, Todd. How are you, sir? I'm not hearing Todd.
I'm not hearing him either.
Kevin, We got him up in there? All right. Try to send me a little more audio there, Todd, if you could. Got you unmuted here on this end. So you try and unmute on that end so we can hear you. See, we're streaming this live, so some of our guests are joining us on a stream. that you can watch at frankspeech.com, or that you can go to our website and see, which is kind of fun, also on our Facebook page. And every possible thing we have is up, right, Kev? On this end, you got all the buttons pushed there and everything's ready to go. And I'm looking at your tab. It's unmuted right there. You try. It says your mic is muted. Mic is muted. Can we unmute that? Or can he only? Is he the only one that can do that? Mr. Super Producer.
Sure.
Yeah. Push some more buttons, Todd. Just keep pushing buttons. Push this button. Push that button. I'm going to let you work that out with Todd, Chris. Okay? And nothing else. We'll have him do the Mike Lindell thing where he gets on the phone and we can still see him on the phone.
That always works.
Mike tried that last week. So we're going to let Chris work that out as we go. Bottom of the hour, speaking of Mike Lindell, he'll be here to tell you about the Cyber Symposium that is happening in... we have a location for this now. Do you guys see where it's going to be?
No, I didn't.
Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Really?
Just down the road a piece here.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Now, you can be there. That'd be fine if you want to get the facts on the election of 2020. You could be there. But I think it's more important for the people that represent us to be there. Anybody that's a skeptic could be there. Do you know what I mean? How about that? Let's invite all skeptics, whether they be cyber experts or members of Congress or whatever, and if they think it's a bunch of hooey, they could then go, hey, it's still a bunch of hooey, or they could say, you've opened my eyes a little bit here. Now I think differently of that. So that's what the Cyber Symposium is all about, and we'll tell you about that coming up here with Mike Lindell at the bottom of the hour. Also want to tell you about Wind, one of our fine sponsors on the program, Wind. That's right. Because the wind blows, and when it does, it is a nice, renewable, abundant, and permanent natural resource. That wind energy deal. Paid $10.6 million in property taxes and $19 million to landowners. You think when a little drought hits, those dollars don't come in handy? That's just in 1 year. $10.6 million in property taxes, $19 million to landowners. So 26 counties, and now 1,000 landowners and 3,400 employees, all standing united in wind energy. North Dakota's most abundant and permanent natural resource. For more, find out everything you need to know at ndforallenergy.org. ND as in North Dakota, for allenergy.org. Try that out. All right. So, are we ready for time, Mr. Super Producer? There's his phone. He's showing us his phone now.
I think we might have Todd.
Todd, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Beautiful. Now we hear you. It's good to hear your voice. Thanks for joining us.
Okay. Hey, it happens.
It happens.
Anyway.
It's technology.
Yeah, good to see you again since we met in Del Rio down on the border a couple months back.
Yeah, and at the time... both of us sat there with our jaws open to see this constant stream. Griff Jenkins and a few other people on Fox have now discovered this. And we see that spot we stood over and over and over again. You and I were looking at round-trip tickets from, Colombia and, Cuba ID cards and Honduras passports and going, wow. You've done a deeper dive to get down in Nicaragua and Costa Rica. Tell us what you found, Todd.
The Costa Rica-Nicaragua border is probably one of the busiest unknown to Americans passage on an international trail heading straight to the U.S. southern border that probably exists anywhere. This is a spot on an international intercontinental trail that is bringing in immigrants from 140 different countries. The immigrant type that I'm talking about are what are known as extracontinental, meaning that they're coming from Africa, the Middle East, from Asia, and also from throughout South America and the rest of the Americas, non-Central America, non-Mexican. It's an aspect of the border crisis that few Americans really are aware of or know about, and it brings with it very unique national security threats and issues that Mexicans and Central Americans don't bring with them. So it's a very special thing that's happening down there. Just real quickly, there are probably about 10,000 extracontinental non-Central Americans coming through this route right now. May, June, and July are extremely busy. It's very congested down there. And I watch these immigrants surface briefly at the Costa Rica-Nicaragua border as they transition from buses and taxis to human smugglers and were brought over the Nicaraguan border on that leg.
All right. I want to give you all the time you need in this next break to walk us through this because, folks, you need to hear this. This isn't the narrative you get from some to say, these people just want a better life for their families, and they're in very poor countries. Things are terrible down there. Climate change, you know, the whole deal. These are threats to our national security. Stay tuned with more coming up.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
Turn it up, Trace Atkins.
Get ready to sing along as the cowboy is back in West Fargo. Get your tickets today to see Trace Atkins with special guest Priscilla Block on Saturday, July 17th. Get your tickets at RedRiverValleyFair.com and receive free gate admission. See Trace Adkins at the all-finished concrete grandstand on the Bud Light stage as part of the 10 Best Days of Summer at the Red River Valley Fair from July 9th to the 18th. You're not going to want to miss this.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tater tot hot dish, pollock filet, lian chin noodles, country fried steak, chicken fettuccine, meatball dinner, hot beef sandwich.
Yes, 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 yes.
Chicken
and yes.
Pot pie.
Yes, yes.
Home cooking, grab and go convenience.
Sold.
4 for $4 deal, the hot stuff personal pan pizza, the 2 homemade cookies, the 20 ounce drink, 4 items, $4. PetroServe USA. You feel better. As an FUEL, you feel better. You fill up better on great home cooking and grab-and-go convenience at a PetroServe USA near you. Todd Bensman, Center for Immigration Studies. He is a senior national security fellow. Nobody does better reporting on what's happening at the border right now. And it is a five-alarm fire. It's a five-alarm fire at the border right now. He and I have seen it with our own eyes. You've seen enough reporting to know. And he's done something very few other media are doing. They're getting to the root cause of this and getting under the hood of this migration crisis that is happening in plain view at the Costa Rica-Nicaragua border. You didn't have to, like, go into some kind of stealth mode and disguise yourself to InBed. It's just it's out in the open, what you're describing, right, Todd?
That's right. There's absolutely no law enforcement heat on this smuggling operation. No journalists are going in there or maybe have ever been in there as far as I can tell. So there's no fear. It's like, smuggling happening in the wide open on the streets in broad daylight. And you could go in there and just watch it happen. And I interviewed, five different smugglers. They let me travel with them with migrants in their vehicles all the way to the border. I witnessed the smugglers hand off migrants to bribed Nicaraguan soldiers who are part of the smuggling. I was taken into a smuggling town right on the border that is off the grid and a no-go zone for smuggling. The entire town is involved in the trade, really just in the wide open. And I guess the main takeaway there is, for me is that nobody cares. There's no pressure on our ally Costa Rica to put a stop to this. The Panamanians are literally busing them into Costa Rica with no American interest whatsoever. And they're bringing in people from Yemen and Pakistan, and I met five Mauritanian military-aged young men. I met Senegalese Africans coming through, lots and lots of Haitians, people from Bangladesh, Iraq, Syria, Pakistan. I mean, really, it's a smorgasbord of people from very dangerous areas with a lot of terrorist activity and a lot of warlordism.
What is the biggest threat to our national security by what you saw, do you believe? I would say it's the great unknown, right? How many? What do they intend to do? We don't know because when they get here, we give them a plane ticket, right? We say, okay, get FEMA writes checks to these non-government organizations. The government organizations say, where do you want to go? And they go through security like you would a flight crew. With nothing but an envelope saying, here's where I'm going. I mean, you can't even make it up. So what do we need to be awakened to in the way of a security threat to the United States here, Todd?
Well, listen, just in March, we had a Yemen immigrant from Yemen cross the California border who was on the U.S. the federal FBI's terrorism watch list and on the no-fly list. That was a dangerous person that came in through the route that I was on. Right through, and in January, a different Yemenis came in who was also on the FBI's terrorism watch list. Thank God we caught these guys. The issue is that we don't know how many more like them of their mindset, of their ideological upbringing in the countries where they're leaving or why they're coming here. Very often they show up with no identification at all and say, my name is Mickey Mouse. And then it leaves us to the really incredibly impossible task of trying to figure out who they are. And we more often than not don't ever figure out who they are, and we wave them through. That's really the problem. You know, just recently, the Department of Justice unveiled an indictment about an Ethiopian who came in, and turns out he was a warlord and involved in serious acts of war crimes in Ethiopia back in the 70s. He hid all that from our security people, and he's been living here for decades. They figured out who he was. The point is we have people coming in from these African countries that are riven with you know, tribal atrocities against one another and, you know, terrible war crimes going on. And we have no idea who these people are. Are we bringing in, you know, people who committed war crimes and are dangerous or terrorists or whatever? That's really what the issue is with this particular kind of immigration that I saw happening in Costa Rica.
When I was at the border with you at the Rio Grande down at Del Rio, Texas, where this path is, because it's a shallow area that they can walk across. You've seen this if you're following this at all on some of the Nash reporting. Todd and I were talking about it in the early stages of this. I was amazed at the amount of things we could find in just minutes. But these people obviously are taught, I guess, or counseled or whatever to shed their ID, right? I mean, they don't want ID. They didn't. I would think if I come from another country, I'd want at least say, here's who I am, right? And be able to show an ID and, you know, they lose it. They lose their passport, their ID card, any sense of identity. Who does that? Why would you do that, Todd?
Well, you know firsthand, I saw you digging through piles of discarded immigrant clothing, which was an act of bravery, in my opinion. I'm not sure I'd go picking through that, but good on you. You know that that they're dropping their identification, a lot of it on the other side, mainly because a lot of the identification that they're carrying is fraudulent. Was given to them by smugglers, was purchased, you know, fake visas, fake passports, and they don't want to bring the evidence of that in with them and get caught with it. Others are hiding something. They don't want their real names to be run through a database. They understand that if we run them through a database, they may find something, or call back to a friendly intelligence service in the old country and get some, criminal history or something that's disqualifying. There's a lot of reasons why folks want to come in and just make up a name and here's who I am. And it's incumbent on the American Department of Homeland Security to try to figure out who they are. But let's face it, in a mass crisis like this, when all the regular management control systems are breaking down, are strained, are under pressure, the chances of being able to figure out who any of these folks are just
by design. I might add, by design. This is all a grand plan. You know, Kamala Harris knows this is happening. Joe Biden knows this is happening. They're looking the other way on purpose. They're going to let it go until there's critical mass pushback from people, which is why you need to get informed. Read Todd Benzman's work. America's Covert Border War. Find his work from the center as well. What's the best resource for folks to follow your work, Todd?
Right. So you can just go to CIS.org, Center for Immigration Studies, and find my name there. And also ToddBenzman.com. I've got a website where I put all my stuff.
Todd Benzman.
And America's Covert Border War is available anywhere books are sold, Amazon, Barnes & Noble.
Sadly, it is covert. Sadly, it is. It's going on underneath our noses. Get informed on it. Thank you, Todd Benzman. Keep up the great work.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming July 2021 auctions include 40 acres in McKenzie County, North Dakota, 160 acres of exceptional crop and hunting land in Sheridan County near McCluskey, 65 acres of potential development land in the northern edge of Bismarck, and don't forget in Cooperstown, July 15th and 16th, a two-day auction for the Dahl family. Trailers, tractors, industrial tools, heavy-duty shop equipment, and hundreds of lots of metal and scrap iron. Go to Piper's.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden has announced he will take action if Russia is involved in the latest ransomware attacks against thousands of small businesses in America. Dan Araki has more.
A criminal group has demanded $70 million in a ransomware attack that may have compromised up to 1 million computers, the biggest ransomware attack recorded. The attack against Kaseya VSA occurred over the holiday weekend, exposing clients who use the firm's software to remotely perform IT services. Investigators into the attack say more than 1,500 businesses could be affected. The group already Eagle has claimed responsibility for the attack, offering a universal decryption tool for the ransom. That's the same group with ties to Russia that executed an attack on meat processor JBS on Memorial Day, where they extorted $11 million from the company.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced Monday the gradual easing of pandemic restrictions at the Canada-U.S. border. Canada's restrictions barring non-essential travel with the U.S. will remain in place till at least July 21st. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today by H.A. Thompson and Sons. And I tell you what, we can look on the list of positive things that came out of COVID, and it's a short list. But one of them comes from our friends at H.A. Thompson and Sons, because they have researched and found cleaning products that install in your current HVAC equipment. These are not budget busters. They work commercially. They work at homes. Actually, they've been installed in a lot of assisted living facilities, senior facilities, and have been proven to keep many places COVID-free. And again, all of the things that government told you must do, from wear 5 masks to socially distant and everything else, could have been solved with just better air circulation. And that's what they do. So find out more about this. H.A. Thompson & Sons, IEQ air cleaning products. Never too late. It's just not COVID. It's all kinds of bugs and viruses and mold spores and odors and pathogens that are out there. HATandSons.com, HATandSons.com, or call 701-234-9889. Our friend, the founder, the inventor of MyPillow, and the man single-handedly replacing big box stores, who needs them? They cancel us. Mike Lindell is here with us to tell us about the place and the latest information on the Cyber Symposium. Welcome back, Mike. How are you?
Doing great, Scott. I was just kind of going back and forth with the War Room. They have Alan Duke on there from the Lead Stories, the fact checkers of Facebook. Everybody knows how him and I go back and forth, and he had put out a story that my Cyber Symposium was fake news, and I'm really having one. That was interesting. And then also they came out on Yahoo today and this other site called Mediate, and they're saying Mike Lindell says Donald Trump will be back in on August 13th. They're just trying to put false information out there to discredit and try and people on the 13th going, they're basically a big deflection, Scott. But we are having the symposium. It is August 10th, 11th, and 12th in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I announced it this weekend. I bought over almost 1,000 hotel rooms for those days. The public's not invited. I think everybody realizes that, but I need the public to reach out to your congressmen, senators, and everybody, all your politicians, to make sure that they attend, attend the event.
If you were talking to your member of Congress right now, unfortunately, many of yours are of the liberal variety there in Minnesota, so I don't know how much of an ear you'll have, but it doesn't matter. I mean, if they're asked by enough people, they'll have to consider this. And, right. And to me, any skeptic should see it as a layup. Oh, good, I get to go and disprove this crazy theory. So why wouldn't you want to be there? But what would you say? What do you want people to say as they invite their member of Congress?
Well, you know, if there's any pushback, say, why don't you go once and for all? And then you can say, hey, I've had enough of Mike Lindell. I mean, it's pretty simple.
Exactly.
You know, that's, I mean, how easy is that? You know, that's what Steve Bannon just said to Alan Duke. He said, well, would you be, you know, you've said that this is, Alan Duke texts me and says, Mike, we believe your data is wrong and you're being taken advantage of. I'm going, how am I being taken advantage of? I mean, it was craziness. But the key word was believe. He believes, but yet he gets to subjectively put up on Facebook a false information over everything I put out there. One of which was OAN, the great station, One America News, and they covered that up this weekend. So he's got a lot of power for one guy in this country, but anybody out there, you know, I really want some of these Democrat senators and congressmen there, governors, attorney general, secretary of states, they need to come there, represent their state and say, okay, you know, it's either real or it's not. And there is no in between, everybody. This isn't something where they can go, well, it's kind of true. No, it's all or nothing. And that's what I have. And that's what they're afraid of. That's what they've been afraid of for 4 or 5 months now, because it is 100% true. We have the packet captures from the whole election, and we're going to bring in, just if you're just tuning in, we're bringing in cyber experts, cyber forensic experts from around the country, actually a few other countries too, and these guys will have CISSP credentials, and that's just a starting point. We're going to vet them. We're not going to let anybody in that's a friend. Hey, my friend knows cyber forensics. Can he come? No, it'd be like if you were having a big DNA, testing DNA for the first time ever, when DNA, but back when we were just learning about it and you didn't know anything about it, you'd want everybody there that were experts on it. You know, cyber forensics, we've all just heard about this the last 5 months where it's really become a big thing. You know, we hear about cyber attacks and all the time, you know, a cyber attack where credit cards got breached. And, you know, we've heard this over the past decade, but nothing to this magnitude now where we've learned what packet captures are. We've learned what, you know, this election has taught us all kinds of things, valid images, routers, you know, all these things you hear about. And, well, we're going to have the experts there that are going to look at it. They're going to say the data that comes off these packet captures. Remember, we can't read them, Scott. We can't read them. But these cyber guys now, they'll look at it because it's been turned into data we can read. So you'll be able to just dial in your state and say, okay, here's what happened in North Dakota. Here's what happened in the whole country. Here's what happened in, Martin County, Minnesota, whatever it might be, whatever you tune it into, and it'll show on there, and you can't change that. It has the actual pictures of what happened, and right down to an individual vote. And this is what people waited to see, and it is everything we thought it was. You know, there it's up to 80% of Republicans now, and up to 30% of Democrats now believe this election was taken, and it was taken in a massive way through computers, i.e., machines.
And, by the way, there is a state work period for members of Congress. It starts on August 9th, goes for a month. So members of Congress will be back in their districts, meaning they can determine their own schedules. There is an excuse to – there's not an excuse to say, well, I got to vote or I got to be in Washington. They will have the flexibility. So it's a good time now to call a good month away from this event and say, hey, would you be there? And, again, members of Congress respond to feedback like that. They do. If they get enough of it, they'll have to start paying attention. So it's really important for people to call and say, I'd like you to be there, and just inform yourself with this, you know, cyber experts, and be there. What do you think, Mike, is the and by the way, on the timing thing, I know a lot of people like to say, well, you said he'd be back in by then or by this or whatever. I've heard you say many times it's God's timing. Who knows?
No, yeah.
You're putting the facts out there. And, again, this isn't Mike Lindell, a world-class entrepreneur, doing this. This is subject matter experts. Going way back to Absolute Proof. It is, is people that have that know this, that are top 1% of national security, who've come forward and said, hey, they're whistleblowers, they're patriots. So just learn from the experts is all we're asking folks to do here.
Well, a lot of these white hat hackers too, they're not they don't have a political side. You know, there's a couple of them that don't. I believe one was a former Democrat or still is. These guys that have checked to validate, all you're doing is they're just geeks that validate stuff like any, like IT geeks, but they specialize in cyber forensics. And I'm going to do another thing at this event, everybody, that, we're going to line up the machines like Cordwood, your Dominions, your Hearts, your ES&S, your Smartmatic. We're going to line them up, and in one of the rooms there, we're going to have a mock election where all the senators, the congressmen, whoever wants to take part, we'll probably do it like every hour. We'll rotate, and we come in. We do a mock election every hour. They come in. They all vote. We got it on live TV. They all put in their votes, candidate A or B. Now we ask some official, let's say it's an attorney general, sir, would you, or ma'am, would you like to put down what you'd like us to hack in and flip? So they put the number down. Let's say it's 50 votes. And they hack in. They say, well, either do it at the Dominion level or the county level or the Secretary of State's level. We'll have all this set up. So they do the hack. Well, it comes out the other end, and everyone's going to go, wow, yes, you can hack the machines. Everybody knows you can hack the machines. You can hack any computer if that bad guy's technology is better than the good guy's. But we show that. But here's the most important thing. When we do that, everyone's going to come out the other, well, yes, it could happen, but here's why we're doing it. Not just to show you that it can happen when these machines were all online, but we're going to show you what a packet capture is. In another room, these guys that would, just like they captured it on the night of the election, they'll be capturing completely impartial cyber experts that have gotten there that have no, you know, we're going to say, hey, will you capture these packet captures? So they'll capture them. We'll bring them back in the room. I'm going to be part of this. I want to be MC in this room and say, okay, what do we got here? You'll have the other cyber experts say, well, if this packet capture shows you just flipped 50 votes at 1103 exactly, it came out of a computer ID number, and the ID will be there. And so we'll flip over whichever computer was hacked because they wouldn't have known unless they had the packet capture. So it's like having a, you know, it's like walking in with a movie script, or I mean a video of exactly what happened, and everyone's going to go, wow, now I get it. That's what a packet capture is, which you can go look it up online. It's very interesting. I did a lot of research on what packet captures were. That's when I went out and hired the white hat hackers to validate all this information. I had this validated. I spent a lot of money validating it because I've got everything on the line. I put everything on the line. And Jimmy Kimmel, they said, if it was reversed, would you do it? Yes, I love my country. I love people, all people. If it was reversed, we still have the same problem you'd have just because the Democrat Party happened to be the ones that were used by the CCP, which is communism in there. And are they all in? Are they all the people asked me the other day, Scott, they say, well, who's all in on this? Well, you know, this goes far and wide, but that's after the fact. Right now, we got the biggest thing is the low-hanging fruit. This election needs to be pulled down. It needs to be righted. And after we do the symposium, here's what I said. After we do the symposium, by August 13th, by the morning of August 13th, everyone that watched these 3 days on TV, international TV, is going to go, wow, we need to do something. Well, then we'll bring it before the Supreme Court. That might take a week, who knows? And then they sit it, and they sit on it, but we know it'll be a 9-0 vote because it's non-subjective. And what they do with it, it might be September. I'm not, you know, I don't know on that. That's me being hopeful on that part, that it would be August, because every day that goes by, our country's getting attacked, attacked, and attacked. These things that they're doing, these in D.C., they don't make sense, everybody, and you're not hearing everything they're doing. There are little blips out there that terrible things. That's why we keep putting them up on Frank's speech. All of these nonsensical decisions that are made in by this, call it the, you can call it the Democrat Party, you can call it that Biden's in charge, but we all know that we skipped right over socialism and went to communism,
it's part of the 100 year war strategy against the United States. They've been at war for us a long time, and we've not engaged in this war, and we're going to see firsthand what's happening because of it. More with Mike Lindell coming up, folks.
Hi, Stacey Bossert, People's Home Equity Mortgage. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a homeowner ready to upgrade, meet with your lender before you start shopping. There are new rules in place as a result of COVID. The buying market is tight, and you want to get pre-approval ahead of time so that you don't lose out on that home that you want. Stacey Bossert, 701-261-8359. Or peopleshomeequity.com/Stacey Bossert. NMLS number 1908175.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Emily Bivens is the executive director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about, and they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. 2021 Buick SUV models, 0% APR for 72 months. 72 months, same as cash, basically. It's what it amounts to. Plus, current eligible Buick or GMC owners or lessees receive an additional $500 purchase allowance on most models. Not only all that, but your warranties for a lifetime. Shop, click, and drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Listener sent us a note from a professor at Michigan, University of Michigan. The guy's name is J. Alex Halderman. Made a career studying electronic voting security. His research has changed the concept of stolen elections from theory to reality, saying, I know America's voting machines are vulnerable because my colleagues and I have hacked them repeatedly as part of a decade of research studying the technology that operates elections and learning how to make it stronger. And this guy testified before a Senate Select Committee on Intelligence in June of 2017. You're not alone, Mike. You've brought a lot of these folks to the forefront. But have you heard of this guy, Professor Holderman at Michigan?
No, I have not.
Yeah, no, something. I mean, the folks have come out of the woodwork here, right, affirming a lot of what you're saying.
Well, that was 2.5 years ago we published that article.
Yeah, and as I say, 2017.
Well, testimony. You know, guys, what I've learned is there's so much that should have been done when it's just ironic to me that the Democrats warned us and warned us of this all the way back for, you know, the last 2-3 years. They warned us of the machines, including my own senator, Amy Klobuchar. Kamala Harris warned about it. It's a clip of her warning about the machines and the attack. Now, why didn't, everyone's got to ask yourselves. I know that in the government, that they were warned that they should have grabbed these packet captures. Why didn't they grab them? Why didn't they grab the whole election? If you're worried about a cybersecurity threat, that's my question. I'm going, you know, why didn't they just do this? You know, so that's why it's really scary to see how deep this goes once we get it all pulled down and that and see, you know, you got questions of why. But one of the things is it's going to be, there actually is a replacement for the machines. It's a whole system. I've seen it. It's awesome. I believe it's non-hackable, and it's one person, one vote. And you're actually going to be able to track your own vote the whole time. You'll be able to see your vote. It's not going to change. It's like looking up a check number to see if it's been cashed at the bank.
Another listener says, so our government is allowing criminal infiltration through our border. Our government is allowing to have a presidential election stolen. These are treasonous acts against the American people. Where's our military? Where's our Department of Justice? Why aren't people being tried right now in a military tribunal court for treasonous acts? Mr. Lindell, if you have, which I believe you do, the proof, where is our military?
Well, I'm not going to comment on that. I guess people put out there, Mike Lindell wants, the military. But I will say this is I'm going to give them all a pass is that that none of them really had, they didn't have what was brought to me, or at least it was blocked. Back when I got this evidence, the first piece on January 9th, you got to look in November and December. And that's why this cyber symposium is so important, because it gives these legislatures back that kind of gives them a second chance. Go in now and see for your own eyes that this is what happened to our election. I think a lot of them, either couldn't believe that this could be happened to our country, right, in the United States of America, a crime of this magnitude. Now, Scott, I will say this, when everybody watches the symposium, which I believe we need to make it the most watched event ever, because if you don't watch it, I mean, don't sit there and tell me I don't have evidence then ever again. I don't want to hear it. After watching this, then I believe when it gets to the Supreme Court, since it does show an actual attack by foreign interference, I think the Supreme Court will then have a lot of options to their at their disposal. But I have no idea when you bring up military to me. I will tell you this, everybody. You can go. I know a lot of ex-military generals and colonels. We just did a big roundtable event that we did a documentary on at frankspeech.com. So you can go there and see what the ex-military, what they all have to say, the retired generals, colonels, and so on, and admirals. There's over 200 of them in there, and it'll be amazing to watch that. So, there's a lot of things, like you say, you said it right, Scott, it's all God's timing, and I'm just excited we're in a great place right now. The whole country that we've gotten past a big hurdle was to get the word out. And I thank the left-wing media, the bad media, for constantly keeping this in the news that I have something, that I have these packet captures. Even today, even though they lie that Yahoo, it's a complete lie. The headline says, Mike Lindell says Donald Trump will be back in. He's picked a date, August 13th. That's a complete lie. But once again, it gets people reading that, and they'll read it, and they'll see in the article, I never said that. What I said was, if you watch this symposium on the 10th, 11th, and 12th, I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican or who you are in this country, you're going to go, what are we going to do? We need to get rid of these machines. We need to get this election pulled down now. You're going to all see what I've had and what I know, and I'm going to be learning a lot of it for the first time.
you know, the these little, you know, because there's going to be a lot of questions that the media and the Congress and all the politicians are going to be asking over the 3 days to these cyber forensic experts. And I just want this to be the biggest question answer session you've ever seen, because there's no holes in the boat. And,
sir,
and I want to say, well, what about this, sir? What about this? What about this? And they're going to say, it is what it is. You can't change them.
Texter from Castleton says, if you invited all 50 governors, have any said yes, I'll be there. It's up to us to invite those that represented us, governors, secretaries of state, county auditors, senators, congressmen. Do them all. Mike, we got to go.
Yeah, I want to tell you real quick, Scott, though, I am in a...
Luke is back from Red Trenchless.
Hey, Luke, tell us a little bit about what you've been busy doing these last couple of weeks.
Hey, Scott. Well, we've been filling up the calendar real well. We got projects going on in Medina. We're going to be heading down to Wahpeton. We're up at New John's Lake. We got some projects going on at Bismarck Mandan here. Calendar's looking pretty busy, but we always have time to get new customers on.
When you do a drawing job, Luke, what do they say to you about how you do it versus anybody else?
Well, they're really impressed. You know, every job we do, Scott, we treat it like it's our first one, and we leave it better than the way we found it, whether that's restoration or just friendliness with customers. We stand out from other competitors in the area, and you know, you can tell that by previous jobs we've done and on our website.
Trenchless technology, minimal excavation, and that means less disruption to traffic, business, and life. Repair, rehab, or replacement, call reddrilling.com. Call Luke at Red Drilling, 701-934-1134 today, or online at reddrilling.com.
Thanks, Scott.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.